Rock badgers, according to the Bible, are not strong folk. However, what the rock badger lacks in physical strength or intensity of fight, it makes up for in wisdom. The rock badger wisely hides himself in the rocks. It makes its home in a miniature cave. Once tucked inside to its little cavern, the rock badger automatically has the security of the walls of the mountain to protect it. The rock badger does not need to be strong. It has positioned itself in a stronghold. The toughness of the rock fortress makes up for any lack of biological strength. Wisdom is good like that. Now, after the rock badger has inserted itself into its strong sandstone fortress, it has effectively limited its exposure and risk. Though the rock badger is not known to be an animal of strength, it now operates from a position of strength. This small creature has now lowered its liability. Now, let's imagine that a powerful predator is lurking nearby. You have two options. Option one, stand out in the open where danger could attack you from any direction. Or option two, be inside of a rock fortress and only have to worry about danger directly coming in front of you. Listen to me, you will always have problems, mind you. The rocks don't eliminate all risks. They just consolidate your efforts to deal with those risks. The rock badger's wisdom is found in its focus. It is through its relentless focus that it remains underexposed, securing a realistic and defendable position. But as soon as the badger steps outside of that cave, it now has to contend with problems from the left, from the right, from the top, as well as the original problems that were directly in front of it. The defining attribute of the badger is focus. Now, the book of Galatians says that thorns and thistles will work against us. Jesus said, in this world, you will have trouble. Moving a single idea ahead takes concentrated effort. Every new endeavor is demanding, and it's an uphill climb. Yet we think somehow that we're immune and we can do it all. The starry-eyed ministry leader does not see the problem with pushing four balls up three different hills. They are somehow shocked with low success and high frustration. They blame others, not themselves. It's hard to admit that it was their lack of focus that led them to step outside of the security of the rock badger's cave into a set of compounding problems. Pick one ball, find one hill, push that one ball to the top of that one hill. Consistently adopting new ventures, as exciting as it may be, will bring overwhelm and result in executional fail. It is in the ruthless elimination of additional pursuits, remaining focused, that will bring success. Military leaders have learned this lesson the hard way. Have a one-front war, not a war on all sides. And yet, ministry leaders think that they are somehow immune to overexposure. When leaders attempt to conquer every idea that pops into their heads, we get destroyed by an avalanche of problems. Ministry leaders who whimsically pursue every dream and every vision of if it was a divine directive are shocked when they find themselves losing a multi-front war. Let me be very honest and very bold and very clear. Every idea and pursuit will have issues. Those issues will need time, attention, and resources. Similarly, every front of war needs troops, munitions, and resources. The problem with a multi-front battle, however, is that your energies get quickly spread and spread fast. Safety is a funnel of problems coming from one place and not attacks from everywhere. The rock badger makes its home in the rocks. Rock badgers are not strong folk. They are just wise. Focused leaders win.